Zaporizhia's engineer killed. Zelensky warns of Russian mobilization surge. A Ukrainian drone strike killed Alexander Yakovlev, the chief engineer of the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, along with his driver, near the facility. Russia's state nuclear energy corporation, Rosatom, described the strike as targeted, indicating a belief that Ukraine knew precisely who was in the vehicle. The killing introduces a new and alarming dimension to an already fragile nuclear safety situation that has persisted since Russia seized the plant in 2022. Nuclear facilities of Zaporizhia's scale require highly trained, irreplaceable specialists. A chief engineer cannot be substituted quickly, and if Ukraine is systematically targeting the personnel keeping a captured nuclear plant operational, the International Atomic Energy Agency's monitoring protocols face a question they were not designed to answer. What can international oversight accomplish in a conflict zone where both parties are making decisions that directly affect a facility's safety? Russia responded to the strike and to broader Western involvement by formally declaring that any Western troops present in Ukraine are legitimate targets. The statement is a doctrinal warning, not rhetorical bluster, designed to deter NATO countries from more openly deploying trainers and advisors inside Ukrainian territory. President Zelensky, meanwhile, warned that after Russia's elections, Putin may significantly expand mobilization efforts, arguing that even managed elections impose some political cost on imposing burdens on the population, a cost that dissipates once the vote passes. On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats flagged a complication in their own Russia policy vehicle. The Sanctioning Russia Act of 2026 reportedly contains criteria vague enough to allow the executive branch to impose tariffs far beyond the bill's stated purpose. The concern is not theoretical. Tariff authority, once granted, has historically been exercised by administrations of both parties in ways its original architects did not anticipate.